This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. As attacks by Israel are stepping up in Gaza by both air and ground, the United Nations has voted overwhelmingly to call for an immediate humanitarian truce in Gaza.
In favor, 120. Against, 14. Abstentions, 45.
The non-binding resolution was criticized by Israel and the United States for failing to mention Hamas. Also in the conflict, the United States hit targets in Syria Friday. Here's Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn.
Strikes by two U.S. F-16 fighter jets on weapons and ammunition facilities in Syria on Friday are fueling fears that the Israel-Hamas conflict may spread in the Middle East. President Joe Biden ordered the mission in retaliation for attacks on U.S. forces by Iranian-backed militia.
That is Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn monitoring the situation in Syria. U.S. President Joe Biden met with a top Chinese official in Washington on Friday.
President Biden met today with the People's Republic of China's director of the Office of Foreign Affairs Commission and Foreign Minister Wang Yi in the Roosevelt Room. That follows on recent high-level diplomacy, including National Security Advisor Sullivan's meeting with Director Wang in Malta, and Secretary Blinken's June trip to Beijing.
That's National Security Spokesman John Kirby, who says the White House said Biden emphasized that both the United States and China need to manage competition in the relationship responsibly and maintain open lines of communication. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been ordered to testify in his New York fraud trial. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn says the date has been set, November 6th.
That alleges Donald Trump overstated his wealth for years on financial statements to get better deals. And now Judge Arthur Engoron in New York has ordered Trump's daughter to testify too. The judge agreed with state lawyers who say Ivanka Trump was a key participant in some of the events discussed in the case, and she remains financially and professionally intertwined with the family business. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Nigeria's presidency and the ruling All Progressives Congress Party have welcomed Thursday's verdict by the Nigerian Supreme Court, upholding the election victory of President Bola Tinubu. Timothy Obizu has more from Abuja.
President Bola Tinubu welcomed the Supreme Court decision in a statement late Thursday. Tinubu said the victory bolstered his commitment to serve as president and said the judgment will strengthen Nigeria's electoral jurisprudence and democracy. Opposition parties, however, are disappointed with the ruling and say it will reduce public trust in Nigeria's electoral system. A 7-man panel of justices upheld Tinubu's victory in the February presidential polls. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The Islamic State jihadist group claimed on its Telegram channel Friday that it was behind a blast that killed 4 people in the Afghan capital. The Sunni Muslim extremist group said it had used a parcel bomb that IS fighters placed in a room where Shiites gather. Thursday's explosion occurred at a commercial center in the Dasht-e-Barchi neighborhood of Kabul, an enclave of the historically oppressed Shiite Hazara community. Alphabet's Google paid $26.3 billion to other companies in 2021 to make sure that its search engine was the default on web browsers and mobile phones. A top company executive testified during the Justice Department's antitrust trial on Friday. According to the senior executive, who's responsible for both search and advertising, he says the amount of payments Google made for the default status has more than tripled since 2014. Once again, Hamas says fighters are clashing with Israeli troops in Gaza. The UN has overwhelmingly called for an aid truce in a General Assembly vote. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.